Hey everyone, so this is going to be the fourth episode of Fuji Podcast, and you're listening on it right now. So, anyways, today we're going to be talking about snacks, you know, snacks, unhealthy snacks, any kind of snacks. Well, we're just going to be talking about it, so if you want to keep on listening, which I think you should, keep on listening, because I'm going to be talking about a lot of different cool snacks that you should try out when you're just hungry, you know, or like you're hangry. So the first snack I'm going to talk about is Hot Cheetos. And as you know, Hot Cheetos is not really healthy, but if you have a minimal amount, then it will be fine. Just, you know, keep the amount low. But Hot Cheetos are really, really yummy. If you want healthier options, you can go to Trader Joe's, and they have lower calorie Hot Cheetos. I don't know if there's any difference, but I know that Trader Joe's has a better quality. They have better ingredients in their food, and it's not as bad for you, because like regular Hot Cheetos, if you did not know, there is MSG in regular chips. Yeah, fun fact, there is MSG, monosodium glutamate, in regular chips, Doritos. Hot Cheetos, Lay's sour cream and onion. So those have basically monosodium glutamate, MSG, basically flavor additive or something. So that's why you should not eat too much of it. But other than that, if you keep it to a minimal amount, it is actually really tasty and you enjoy it really much. And sometimes when I eat too much Hot Cheetos, my mouth gets on fire, right? So I start drinking milk, and then milk is fatty, right? So it's not fatty, but it's like, it has dairy in it, and then mixed with the Hot Cheetos, it's gonna make you not feel really well. So keep the Hot Cheetos to a minimal amount, and you will enjoy eating them for the rest of your life. Just don't eat too much of it. Anyways, that was the first snack. The second snack I think tastes amazing is sour cream and just regular potato chips. I don't know if any of you tried this, but this is another of this like really good food combination thing that you should try out. It is actually really tasty. Sour cream, it's like, you know what sour cream tastes like, unless you haven't had any sour cream, and then regular potato chips. They're just like, it's like a dip, you know, and it tastes good to me. So it also tastes really good. It's also not that healthy because there's fat involved in it. But if you keep that to a minimal amount, you will also enjoy eating that. Okay, the third snack I'm gonna get into a little healthier now. It's gonna be carrots and hummus, or carrots and Trader Joe dips, right? Well, that's pretty healthy actually. Hummus is actually a really healthy like dipping thing with vegetables, because it's low in fat, but it is high in protein, and because it's made up from chickpeas, which is really good for you. So if you're vegan, try out hummus, because hummus is really a great alternative to other kinds of dairy dips, and this is a better choice because it's healthier, right? And it's not saturated fat, so that's a great thing. The fifth thing I really enjoy eating is apples and peanut butters. This is really, 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 really tasty. I recommend you try it with Nutella, because Nutella is like chocolatey and hazelnutty, and it just goes really well with apples. But if you're more on the healthy side, then go with almond butter or peanut butter. It doesn't really matter. It tastes good, right? And you can add some cinnamon on those apples, and it's going to make it taste like cinnamon, apple, cinnamon, and almond butter. And it's like an apple pie kind of, but like crispy apple pie. And it tastes good. So, and it's also good for you. So you should try that out. And the fifth thing or sixth thing, I'm not sure, I don't keep track, but fifth or sixth thing I really, 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 really like eating is just saltine crackers with any kind of cheese you like, your preference. Any kind of cheese, just cut it into like slices, like small little squares, then you fit it like a sandwich on a cracker, piece of saltine cracker, and you eat that, and it tastes great, because it's just so easy to make, so perfect, and it is kid-friendly, because, like, you know, like some people don't really like cheese, but like, you know, it's good for growth, so like, you know, why not just feed it to your kid? Anyways, the sixth thing I really like eating are Smart Sweets. You can get this at Target or Amazon or their own website, Smart Sweets. I know a lot of people have been doing sponsors on Smart Sweets, but this is not a sponsor. I just really, really like Smart Sweets. They taste really, really good. There's different flavors. There's Swedish fish kind of flavored. There's gummy bear flavored. You know, all different kinds of flavors. They're just more healthier sweets. There's only 3 grams of sugar. Or 1 gram of sugar, I'm not sure, but it's really little sugar, and there's no like chemically made sugar, so there's no artificial sugars. Which, don't drink any diet sodas because they're not good for you. They don't have that kind of artificial sweetener in like Smart Sweets, so it's more healthy, it tastes great, and yeah, so you should try Smart Sweets out. They have a lot of different kind of candies that are only like, they have little, really minimal sugar in it. So that's a really good option if you really like sweet stuff or candy or anything. It's better than eating a pack of Skittles or a chocolate bar, you know, because it's not healthy for you. And we're all about healthy during the pandemic, you know. The seventh thing I also really, really like eating is these ice cream bars. They're called Yasso. And they're not really ice cream bar. They're more of a like a Greek yogurt kind of bar. There's mint chocolate chip. You can get this anywhere. You can get this at Target, Walmart, BJ's, Costco, whatever. Yasso ice cream bar. They're more of a Greek yogurt texture, but they are more healthy for you, and they taste great as a frozen treat. You know, better than eating a brown sugar bubble tea or like. Better than drinking or eating those kind of popsicles, because those are not healthy. So Greek yogurt popsicle, really, really, really good. You should try it out. So this concludes our fourth episode of Fuji Podcast, talking about snacks, unhealthy and healthy snacks that you should try out because it tastes really, really good. I hope you enjoy this episode of Fuji Podcast, and I hope you tune in for the next episode of it because I will be making more episodes. Thank you and have a great day. Hello and welcome. If you're new, you are all listening to Fuji Podcast, and this is the fifth episode where I'm going to be talking about avocado toast. I did mention avocado toast in the first episode of this podcast, but today I'm going to be talking more about avocado toast, and I kind of changed my opinion on avocado toast. So if you want to keep on listening, which I think you should, just keep on listening, because I'm going to be explaining a lot about my opinion and why it changed and how to make avocado toast, because it's the best food you got to try it anyways. So without further ado, let's get started with the podcast, talking whatever you call it. So basically, today I just made avocado toast like 3 hours ago, and it is one of the best things you have to try, and it is actually not that hard to make. So back in the first episode, I said that when I was talking about avocados, Joanna Cidia, and famous YouTubers, I talked about how avocado toast was disgusting to me, and that's what I thought, because I had avocado toast that didn't taste really well, so that's why I didn't like it in the beginning. But now, after I made my own with the Trader Joe's everything but bagel seasoning, some lemon and some salt, I decided and I finally came to a decision that I really, really desire avocado toast. And I'm not talking about any avocado toast, just like avocado toast made with avocado, lemon, salt, and everything but bagel seasoning. You can even add an egg and some sriracha on top if you want. But I'm just talking about the simple or easy to make at home avocado toast with some avocado mashed up. It has to be mashed up. Don't eat your avocados all like, you know, sliced and beautiful, because it doesn't work the same way. So you have to mash it up with a spoon or a fork, you know, it's your choice. But just mash the avocados up, and you have to do this because it won't be avocado toast without mashing it, you know. It's like guacamole, just mash it into like the guacamole consistency. And then afterwards, you have to put some lemon juice, just a little bit. You don't have to put like a whole lemon, just do less than half a lemon, you know. You could also add some lemon zest in there. You can like, you know, use those cheese shaver and you just slice some that lemon zest into it. But I wouldn't do that if I were you. But you could do that if you want. And then afterwards, you just add whatever spices you want. You can even add chili flakes, which I know a lot of people do. But I'm not really on the spicier side. So I just stick with the basic, you know, avocado toast, everything but bagel seasoning and lemon juice. So if you have to, you have to try that because it's the best. So yeah, I think that concludes the podcast. But a little fun fact about avocados is that you don't really have to buy the organic kind, because avocado is already, like, it's grown into a hard shell, like outer, you know, the outer skin is hard. So like the pesticides and all that stuff, you like, that's not organic, right? When you spray that, it doesn't really harm the avocado. It's just the skin. And you won't be eating avocado skin. So, you know, that's a good thing to know about. You don't have to buy organic avocados because it doesn't really make a difference. So you're eating, you're basically paying less if you don't buy organic. And you don't have to buy organic. So that's a good tip or fun fact, you know. The second fun fact about avocados is that they are made from Mexico, right? I know some are not, but most of them are made from Mexico, and you should check the labels or the stickers on avocados, make sure they are from Mexico, because there are some avocados out there that are not, and you wouldn't want to eat those because you don't know that they're fake or they're real or whatever, you know. So make sure to check that your avocados are from, imported from Mexico. You don't have to, but I suggest you do check. So that's actually what's going to conclude this podcast. I hope you all enjoy it. Tune in for the next episode. I won't be talking about avocados, but I hope this is interesting and some good things to know about avocados, because I really enjoyed making avocados, avocado toast. So yeah, anyways, thank you and have a great day.